going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Devers with a sack fly last night.
Oh.
Got a run in.
That's, oh, man.
Boy,
even the announcers are pressing. Everybody's feeling it, Steiny. Willard was at the park. He was at that game.
Dude, Willard's on a, no, he wasn't.
Oh, you're right.
I went to the Valkyries last
and
night.
And he texted me back saying, "Goo, I'm at the Valkyries. I heard it was bad. This is it."
All right. You. This is Bob Melvin. John Shea of the Standard, the SF Standard, was getting into it with him a little back and forth. What's going on with these hit-by-pitches? Are you going to hit them?
No, it doesn't feel great. You know, I was looking at the hit-by-pitch numbers the other day. It's not like we're extreme, but it seems like here recently – we've been getting hit by some pitches and some of our key guys, so that doesn't feel too good, no.
Anything you can do about it with your pitchers coming
Not something I certainly want to speak about, but obviously we need in situations to protect our guys, too.
Ooh. Oh, okay, I like that. John Shea, way to go. And I like Bo Mill. Okay, I'm feeling that. I didn't hear that last night.
I mean, that's the kind of
he
thing, though, where you think the umps don't know going into this game.
I don't care.
Well, no, but that's kind of what I mean. Like, let's say, and I've always wondered this, because in basketball, let's say, the Warriors are in a series against Memphis, and it's been really physical. It's been really, really chippy. Draymond Green's got a couple technicals. Jaren Jackson Jr., and now they're going to game four.
Okay.
Like, the refs are going to talk about it. They're going to talk, and they're going to say, "We got to get this game under control right off the bat." Okay, what does that mean? Well, we're gonna call it tight early. Well, people say, just call a foul a foul. Well, it's not that easy. So on a day like today, you come out and plunk that first guy, there may be immediate ramifications.
Right. And it
okay.
It's all worth it.
You want to lose birdsong like when your starting pitching is already in a little bit of trouble?
Okay, I'll give you that, and I'll meet you halfway. But what I don't want is a reputation that my club is getting punked. And I'm looking at Ramos. I'm looking at Casey Schmidt. They want something done. And if Melvin, I love that sound. So I'm calling the dogs off of Bo Mill because now I'm assuming maybe it's not the first pitch. Somebody's going to get hit. You got to protect your guys. And, Steiny, you're right from the ump's vantage point. But from a player clubhouse standpoint, is Malcolm X, by any means necessary, we are going to send a message. And it's not a text.
They're in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
They're in the middle of the pack with getting hit by pitches. Come on now.
Well, how many guys have they hit? That's what I like.
Well, that actually is a good stat.
If I was good, I would have that for you. I don't.
Yeah.
I got to read this, Donnie, from my first one from the YouTube chat. Sean salutes. Guru went from praising the Lord in peace and love to do the devil's work, Bob. But yeah. I just sent a message, man.
We got a $2 super chat from your biggest fan, Jim Mole. And he wants to know, what's the most interesting thing you ate while you were in Texas? Did you eat anything interesting?
We had pig.
Like a pig roast?
Yeah, pig roast. Well, it was there. I didn't eat it. But Pops, like the Hawaiian.
My buddy Dana doesn't eat pig either.
Yeah.
Or pork.
I eat Jimmy Dean sausage. That's as close to pork that I get. And pork rinds. Barbecue.
Roasted pig is really good.
When have you had a roasted pig?
I've had it a bunch of times. We used to do a pig roast every year in college for pledge weekend or something, hell weekend, something like that.
If you take the pig around back and come back with bacon, what happened to the pig?
The pledges had a, because it takes like a day and a half to roast a pig.
Did
over
you say
an
the
open
pledges?
Fire. Yeah, pledges.
You're in a frat?
I was.
And what do you mean ago? You were?
I'm not kidding.
It's Lifetime.
Not your job.
What's the name of it?
Ki-Fi.
What, Evan?
Whoa, he's putting on the headset.
Wow, I did not know Stoney was in a frat. I thought it was just the 957 The Game frat.
You strike me as a frat guy.
You know what? That actually pisses me off.
A frat boy.
Wow,
not even
Stoney.
Close. Not even close.
So you had to pledge and
ask me how much money I've pledged to the fraternity since I've graduated.
How much?
Zero.
All right.
Frat boy of you.
Yeah. Donnie was getting after it. I didn't know that.
This is not funny, but about 10, 15 years after I graduated, we had a very bad incident at the fraternity. And at that point, I could no longer support.
Wow, Donnie.
All you do is take.
Wow.
You never give.
Oh, boy.
The truth shall set you free.
Yeah. Back to the Giants.
Yep. Are they going to get swept?
Maybe. It's possible. How about this? I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I want Evan to try to answer this too.
Yep.
What do you think the Giants' record is in Logan Webb's starts? Logan Webb's starts.
Can you give me the total?
17.
So I'm going no decisions in the Guru computer.
Mm-hmm.
The team's
record when he starts a game,
All right. The fact that you're asking me, it's not 16-1. I'm going to go 9-8.
That's exactly right.
Come on. 9-8. I swear, people, I'm going to fire the Lord.
So you got a pitcher who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and you play .500 baseball when he pitches.
And he's filthy, man.
That's a problem.
He is filthy. I owe him an apology. I always knew he was a stud, Stoney, but there was always a little meat on the bone. I don't know. He wasn't Roger Clemens. He is a bad dude, and he's just not getting any support. And to keep it real, none of them are.
No.
Why?
No. Well, do you want to go down their lineup? And I think you could figure it out.
They've spent buku money on Adames.
Right, but they've had now for, and I'll throw the, and it's been a month,
yeah,
where it feels to me like they've got four hitters in their lineup that just can't get a hit.
I feel, man, you want to name them?
They have too many guys right now, and
Bailey's one of them.
Two
He's
of the guys
a great
who
catcher.
Stink
Defensive
at the plate.
Catcher. You're right, man.
Adames, we are half a year in, and he's ineffectual. Jung-Hoo Lee, what's happened to him?
It feels like he's swinging for the fence every time.
Adames, and now Chapman's hurt. Obviously, guys get hurt, but so he's been out of the lineup for 3 weeks. Devers is in a little bit of a dry spell right
Flores
now.
Flores has cooled down a little bit. From where he was at.
Well, that's because Devers has taken some at-bats from him.
What do you make of him thus far in a Giant uniform?
Who?
Devers. He's A-plus for me because of the threat. Yeah. He's already proven. But, man, Steiny.
Well, some people were asking, Steiny, how come you didn't contradict Evan like you do Goose? Steiny, how come you say, I agree with Evan a lot, but okay. Evan, do you know off the top of your head what Devers is hitting as a Giant? I believe it's under 200.
Less than what he weighs, yeah.
Wow.
He's not an A+. You can't give Devers an A+. Yeah. They're 3-5 with him, and he has not hit.
But he's must-see.
Is he?
Again, it's not about the results. It's what he stands for, and I'm assuming on the come, Stoney. He is going to get back into who he is. He's learning the park. But now I was the guy that told you I don't want to hear about the park and all that talk. But I'm just going back to transition it to Willy Adames. That man had 2 homers yesterday. I told Shasky and Bonte each via text. He's swinging for the fences every time. But the bottom line is that was a seed last night, and I thought it was out. So did Kiper. And here we are. Devers has not cured your ailment.
That was a sunflower seed is what it was. It wasn't a true seed.
The Bay wind knocked it down, man.
Yeah.
What about Doval?
What about
him? I felt like he was pouting. Bad Doval, you feel like he's pouting. You know, when things don't go his way, a call, then he catches the ball and snatches. I'm like, I can't be mad at him, Stoney, but it's like, man, I know people are going to come at me for this, but he reminds me so much of Kuminga.
Who's that?
Doval. It's just their mannerisms, like when it's not going where it's just me, but they're electric when they're on. He's been more on than Kuminga. But man, Stoney, to give up 4 runs.
Yeah,
couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that may have cost him an all-star appearance.
I'm in trouble.
His ERA is almost up to 3 now.
I got Robbie Ray, Webb, and give me a position player, Ramos.
I'm not going to get into it because you're just back. You were talking about how many pitchers they were. I'm not doing this.
I just wanted to check and see if you remember.
I'm not doing this. Shoot, there was something else I wanted to say Giants-wise. And now I can't remember. Duvall's, his body language is a little bit shaky at times.
I'm not out on him. The team, it's just Buster Posey, they need some more reinforcements. Would you say that's a stretch?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. No, they need more hitting. Right. I got a prediction to make, and I don't like making it. I'm worried Devers is going to get hurt. I mean, he seems so gingerly when he runs.
Well, he beat out a double play a couple nights ago.
And did you see the way he looked after he beat it out? Did you see the way he kind of, after he got thrown out at home by 3 school buses.
With a groin injury.
Yeah, he just feels like he's laboring a little bit.
Well, he's a big boy, Stoney.
Well, he's a little bigger than he should be, maybe. It's so funny how now you hear, he wasn't in great shape in Boston. Uh-oh. Anyway, Giants have their 3rd game in the 3-game series.
They cannot get swept, can they? Why like, not? Seriously.
Why?
I put baseball. The White Sox... 3-3 for the Marlins. Take 2. But good. Yeah.
So
they just can't hit with runners in scoring position. What is it, 9-50 on this homestand? It's out of control. Like, that's bad, but Michael Jackson bad.
Listen, I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. They're going to get right on the road.
All right.
They just will.
Okay.
Because I think they're pressing. Get out on the road. You don't have to play in front of your home fans.
But what's making them press after you just go and steal all the thunder of the baseball world with this move? You're already off to a great start. I'm just really asking you, Stoney, why would they be pressing? I think you would be up there more relaxed than you've ever been.
I go down the lineup individually. Mm. And when you're not hitting, you press. And they have too many guys who aren't hitting, so they're pressing. I think Jung-Hoo Lee's press. Adames is completely.
First and second, no outs, and you get 1 run.
I think Devers is not quite comfortable right now. And then the other, Patrick Bailey. I mean.
I hear you.
They're just,
what he's not with the stick is what he is with the glove. How about that? He's incredible, Stoney.
But he's not. What's he hitting?
Probably under 200.
You can't be so good defensively make up for a 180 average.
I'm not mad.
I don't care how. That's great. You throw a runner out every other game. Terrific. And you save 2 wild pitches a week.
But at least you're doing more than the other guy's not hitting. Not that Jung-Hoo Lee is is batting 180. Stani's not, but I feel like he's been a disappointment this year. Now you got Adamas batting seventh. Like, who saw that coming?
He's been terrible. He's going to go down to eighth soon.
Mm.
I mean,
maybe Chapman will change it when he comes back.
And that, I think, is a myth. Because we thought Devers was going to change it.
And
now, maybe they need another extra hitter, which they do. But I think we're fine, and maybe they need more than Chapman. And now, you know, Casey Schmidt was hitting the ball well, but I don't think he's going to play today.
No, I mean, man, I can't believe nothing's broke. But, Stani, you look at his average, and there's been a few games where he's the last man standing, Colorado. He'll strike out in the game. But as far as what he's done at the plate, I can't hate on him, man. He's definitely improved. But back to Bailey, at least he's giving you that on the defensive side for other guys that might be slumping with the bat.
Who's improved?
And you talk about Adamas with the Casey Schmidt. Look at his average.
Casey Schmidt.
But, you know, Adamas with his errors. So, I hear you. I am shocked that since the inception of Devers, it's not what I thought it would be, Stani.
Well,
any of us.
Let's give a victory lap to Evan Giddings.
What did he say?
He said that Devers will make a difference, but it's not like he's going to change their entire offense.
And what did I tell you in the green
and
room?
And he said, no, Evan, he's going to change their entire offense. They're going to. Here's the other thing about the park. Can we shut up about the park? For goodness sakes, less than 5 years ago, this team led the league in home runs. They led the league. No, we won't see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Zach Taylor. No, we won't see.
Zach Gage.
We've seen it already. They led the league in homers. So miss me with the ballpark.
And that manager now is over in Miami. Got a job with the Marlins.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I don't
Sticking
know how many
it to the Giants.
Rats you guys put on the table while I was gone, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. But the Giants, the way they hit in daytime versus night, oh, my gosh.
Well,
it's
no
night
kidding.
And day.
But you thought about that on the plane?
Just, when you're special, 1-4-3, Stani, things like that happen. But seriously, so today the ball should be flying. Because Sunday it was. I was like, this Wrigley Field.
The idea that balls travel more during the day has probably been proven, so that's why they score more. It's like...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Verlander last night, or two nights ago, goes out and gives up 3 runs in 5 innings. And the announcers are saying, not a bad outing. Well, it isn't. It is at Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it is. That's
he said at Oracle.
That's 5.5 runs in 9 innings.
I mean, looked at it like
no,
that.
No, did he get shelled? No, he did not get shelled. 3 runs in 5 innings. I mean, Giants give up 5 runs a game at home. They're going to lose a good chunk of them.
But that shouldn't be the case.
I don't know.
And all that I have left in regard to hope, shout out Bob, is that Chapman comes back. And again, I know he's not Rod Carew, Donnie, but the bottom line is when you're failing at the plate collectively like this team is, getting a bat like his, a fourth place hitter, you know, pretty much. I mean, you got to think you'll get some returns. But, man, I am shocked that the same struggles. I feel like we're watching the same game every game from the Giants in regard to offense.
I mean, they're not hitting, and their pitching is.
Don't let it slip.
It's gonna slip. You cannot.
Wow, man.
And Evan's right on this too. They're gonna have to get a pitcher.
Oh,
starting
wow.
pitcher.
Yeah.
They have to. They if they really think they're a playoff team,
I'm with you.
They can't assume Birdsong and Roop are gonna have second halves like the first half.
And Verlander, I'm just saying, it's 93. I mean, he ain't Verlander from 12 years ago. Let's just leave it at that.
Guru, he doesn't have a win in 12 games.
Man. That's hard to do.
Well, it's so hard to do. It hasn't been done since 1901, where Giants pitcher, starting pitcher, started 12 games and didn't have one win.
Man.
And that's the guy probably with, what, more active wins now than any other pitcher in baseball?
It is funny, I'll admit it, and I know I'm different. Today's game, to me, represents, it's obviously about wins and losses, and obviously you don't want to get swept. But, Steiny, it's also about the other scoreboard. Are you going to stand up for yourself and protect your guys and throw at somebody today? And you could throw it behind them, but don't even do that. Hit somebody in the fanny. Do something, please, Melvin. And I like what John Shea asked him. I love the answer. So I feel like I'll get what I'm looking for.
You're prepared to injure a guy on another team because you can't hit.
No, we're protecting. It's a hard foul.
Nothing.
It's baseball version of a hard foul.
Again, they're in the middle of the pack. They're not getting hit any more or any less than most teams. Yeah. And I also take into, I think context is a monster part of this. Monster. And there was no... Zero, nada, intent. You don't want, you well, really think the closer wanted to come yeah, in right. and hit two guys. The hit, you know, the Dominic Smith hit was a joke. I mean, he actually
said he took one for the
did.
Team.
He did, and it was great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could almost make a case the pitcher should have been upset with that, but it happens.
But if we talk about Ramos, and I know you're making fun of it, Steiny, this is going back. Like, the rent is due. And I feel like they should have thrown at some teams and some guys a while ago, and you can tell he's frustrated. You saw him barking in the dugout to the Marlin. He's letting you know he wants to tussle.
Okay, and, then he can tussle.
Mm-hmm. Let him get hit
get
again.
Get off the plate.
Yeah.
Or have your pitchers pitch inside more. Like, and that's the other thing that I heard. I was listening to Dave Fleming with the morning show.
Yeah.
And
Lamb.
It's like, it's to me, it's not a matter of hitting guys. I'm hearing Dave Fleming talk about how, for whatever reason, Duvall doesn't like the pitch inside. He's relying too much on a slider. Mm. It's cutting away from righties. Like, maybe they need a mindset change. I don't know. But, you know, go ahead. I mean, seriously, if you're asking me
what
I like to see a Marlins player get hit, I don't really care, but sure, why not? Why not? Sure. Because I think I don't know that it's a surefire way to address the issue. But if you got to do it, go ahead and do it. I just think it's beneath a good team to hit a guy today when the two guys who got hit last night actually were the two guys who scored the runs that put the game into extra innings. So, you know, you didn't get hit when you were down, you know, six runs or up six runs. You're getting hit
in
by a guy
games.
Who absolutely does not want to hit you. Mm. So, 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants... about 10 days ago, they were looking good, and we had a lot of optimism, and they had acquired Rafael Devers, but they're 3-7 in their last 10 games, and 3-5 with Devers in the lineup. So he's been here about a week and a half. How are we feeling about Devers individually? How are we feeling about what impact he's had on the offense, if any? Are we still in the early stage with Rafael Devers and the Giants?
Okay, Stoddy, I've been gone.
8 games.
Yeah, let's
Eight
keep it
games.
Real. I got a question for you, and I want your answer.
Okay.
What do you do about Matt Williams? Is this
nothing?
Cute? Is it nothing? Or people lose their jobs? Is for the, like with that's a job. You are dependent on reading everything that's going on. And I'm just telling you, he hasn't had the best 2 weeks. Guys get relieved of those duties.
Okay, then hold the guy at third. And then you'll watch him rot there. You'll watch him rot on third base. I mean, I understand what Matt Williams is trying to do. Believe it or not, and I need to know the exact game because I can't remember. Evan May, if he's basically been sending everybody except
there you go.
The time he didn't send Jung Hoo Lee.
One of your fastest runners.
Which game was that? Do you remember?
That was against Cleveland.
And I remember watching that, and Evan and I both were kind of maybe, maybe not. You know, if the team's not scoring, maybe you send him. But, yeah, Jung Hoo Lee's
you
fast.
You had Kisner up at the plate. Send him.
Jung Hoo Lee's fast.
Yeah, and
he
you
got
should
thrown
know
out
who's
last
coming
night
up,
at home.
Stoney. You should know who's up next.
Okay.
Now, if you got Devers, I get it. But if you got – I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Guys get relieved of those duties. I'm just wondering – there's a file. Matt Williams has a file at third, and you want to just at some point. I'm kind of curious what Bomell thinks. He's backing him up every time, but I'm just like, man.
I'm not convinced that Bomell and Matt Williams talked about it and said we might have to just try to jumpstart stuff here. Mm. Maybe I could see Bob Melvin saying, we're not hitting. Let's try to be more aggressive on the base paths. If it's a half and half, let's send him. Let's make the defense make a play.
Yeah.
So he may be actually doing this at the request of Bob Melvin. What do you guys think at 888-957-9570? Guru says if they don't hit the first guy, Melvin will have lost the clubhouse, and he also wants Matt Williams fired.
Now stop.
Fired. He is back, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how rumors
from the
get
Lone
started.
Star State.
I
What's
lie.
Coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what the Ford employees pay through July 7th. F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even the Mustang Mach-E. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. And don't forget, coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Quinton Post, Warriors Center. It's the NBA draft, second round tonight. We'll talk about that also on 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.